get started, I'll give you some of the updates regarding the injuries. The only real change from yesterday, we'll see where Devin's at today, Hester, in regards to his availability, and we'll work some with him today, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So Brooks will be down again, and other than that, guys are doing well, had a good practice yesterday, and big emphasis today, third down, as we're going through it. So that'll open up some questions, getting ready for the game.
Byron Maxwell, somebody you know
yes.
very, very well. How did he, obviously his numbers were big, he stepped up and made big plays, but if you could kind of go back and look at his development.
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One, the competitor, and, just playing at the end. I think he was one of the best technique players that we had. He was just constantly working on that. And I think probably the second part of his game that we all had such respect for was just the awareness for the football. He was, leading the way, kind of taking shots at it, getting picks, poking it out. He had this great length, as an outside player, so he could kind of reach in, get the ball out, or take a shot at it. So I think from the technique standpoint, the competitor, and then lastly, his, mindset to go after the ball, I think a combination of those three things, allowed him to just keep ascending as a player.
As you look at a likely matchup with him and Julio, he's likely to have his hands kind of full.
Yes. Yep.
You guys, I mean, Julio is one of these elite kind of franchise players. Not kind of, he's a franchise player that can really hang.
Yeah, he's really unique. Yeah.
On. And so as you put together pieces with your offensive line and kind of figure that out, his role is just immense.
Right, and I think just when you have a guy like who, and how do we feature players best? And so that's kind of the unique part about what he is, where he can play, at wide receiver, all three positions. He can be on the right, he can be on the left, he can be inside. So when you have a player that has that kind of uniqueness, you just try to find ways to feature him to be at his best. And for him, that work that he put in now allows him to do that, like not just where he can play one spot, but the work that he put in to, be able to play in a number of roles.
Anybody else? D-Led, you got anything today?
I'm good.
You cleaned out. Vaughn, you got anything today?
Yeah, Coach.
You got it.
I'm sorry about that. You talked about Trufant a little bit yesterday,
right.
Stuff like that. And Richard Smith didn't really get into details and stuff
sure.
like that. But I know Desmond said, hey, I'm in this defense, it looks like I'm just staying on my side and stuff like that. You kind of decide what to do with that situation?
He'll play. We mainly play sides. And then if there's times that we want to match up as a man-to-man, that's what we'll do. But generally, we have, such good confidence in how we play with him and Rob and Flip and Jalen that we'll play on our sides to start off. And then as we need to, if we wanted to match up in a certain way that we could. But it's kind of part of our scheme where we just keep getting really good at the techniques that we play. And we don't get as concerned about some of the matchups on the other side, but how good can we play at our techniques?
Inside,
yeah.
Nickel,
yep. That kind of versatility for him where he can play outside and inside. And one of the things I just love about his game is the tackling. And sometimes that happens a little more inside in the nickel. And so for him, he's got the quickness to match up with the guys who run the option routes inside, and then the tackling is there as well. So him and Flip or Phillip Adams have been the guys who have been working inside at nickel. And then outside, Robert and Jalen and True have been the guys who are getting most of the outside work.
So those guys, how will they handle that matchup in the slot with Jordan Matthews, a little bigger guy caught a lot of balls last year?
Yeah, I know. He did a really good job, especially even, the targets were high on third down as well. So, yeah, Jordan's one of the guys in there that they don't talk a lot about and is a really good player. And that's part of the, living inside when you play nickel, and the matchups that you have. So we wouldn't put them in there if we didn't have the confidence they could do the job, that's for sure.
Off the subject,
yeah, sure.
Real quick, if you don't mind, what does it mean to you? You have a birthday on September 11th.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a really – oh, it is. Yeah, no doubt. And it really hits home for me, not only, from friends passing to, people who lived in our town who passed. And then, just like the remembrance of that day, all of us, somewhere – and we kind of talked about that in our team meeting today – we'll never forget that. And it was, as tough as it can get, for our country. And I told some of the young guys who were really young at the time, football stopped. And it was all about, us and, coming back together. And, it's definitely one that hits home for me on that day. And one I think about a lot during the year and especially on this day.
Our preparation haven't changed from preseason to this.
I think more so now, it's just more film study that we really focusing on the opponent for us, the ones. You know, we got to go out there and we got to play the whole game now.
Brian Maxwell, that looks like a big matchup in the game. We're trying to analyze it. How are you breaking down that when you do see him and if you do see him all day?
We don't know yet, you know, if they're going to match him with me. You know, this is his first year there too. So in the preseason, you really can't tell what a guy is going to do. And then when he was at Seattle, you know, they had Richard Sherman on the other side. So it was very hard to really see if they're going to match him with me. But he's a good cornerback. You know, he plays the ball very well, and he can he got very good ball skills.
With Tony gone last year, what was the transition like for you? You were taking on, obviously, more double teams and getting chipped a lot more.
Yeah.
What did you learn from that? Because you obviously put the numbers up.
You just got to stay patient in those situations. You know, guys are going to double you, but they can't do it the whole game, you know. And if they do, the other guys, I got all the faith in the world that Roddy, you know, now Hankerson, Devin Hester, Eric Williams, those guys step up and make plays for us, and Nick Williams as well. So,
will it help you, or possibly help you, the fact that you all learned all the positions? He can move you to wherever he needs to move you to.
Most definitely, that'll help us out a lot, especially just playing inside. Maxwell, I don't think he's a guy that really plays inside. You know, he likes to play outside for being a cornerback. He don't like to be in there and be a nickel.
How special is it to be part of Monday Night Football, the first game of the season, playing under the lights in front of your peers?
It's just another game for us. You know, every game is the same game for us. We prepare like any other game. We don't want to be up and down this year. We're going to be flat. We're going to be consistent. And we're just preparing like it's the biggest game because it's the next game.
How is it coming together? Y'all got a lot of moving parts over there. Matt, we talked to him yesterday about it. How's it look from your vantage point?
It looks good. It looks good. We're definitely going to be game ready. You know, we've been making moves on the offensive line. But those guys in the meetings today, they was calling out everything they had today, and they was doing a great job for us. So, and I think they're going to do a great job for us in the game as well.
You've been talking to Roddy. He seems like he's pretty happy this week, thinking he's going to get the Singleton.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, going to go out there and do what Roddy do. You know, I think he's going to go out there and have a great game. You know, in the Philly, you know, single him up, he's going to go out there and make plays.
The thought of turning it around, how are you sensing, you know, you guys can do that this year after, coming off of two, you know, disappointing seasons?
It's just the mindset, the energy that Dan Quinn brings to this organization, and the guys feed off of it, and now the players have it. You know, we're going to go out there, we're going to play fast and physical. You know, whatever happens, happens, but we're going to do that. We're going to start the game like that, and we're going to finish the game like that.
We've just been, you know, just trying to get as close as we can because, you know, like you said, it definitely is a brotherhood out here. And, you know, you're playing for your brother next to you. You know, that's pretty much our theme. And we know if we want to, you know, get to that, take that next step as a group, you know, we got to fight for each other. So, yeah, that's definitely true.
Missing part of the preseason, do you feel prepared for week one, ready to go out there, get the regular season started?
Yeah, I'm definitely prepared. Like, I've been practicing the last 3 weeks, you know, so including, you know, the whole off season as well. I've been working hard, so, yeah, I'm definitely ready. I'm just excited to get out there now.
What do you think of Philly's offense with Ryan Matthews at wide receiver? What kind of problems does he present?
Yeah, they definitely got some weapons. They got some speed. They got some guys that can go deep. The quarterback, you know, he does what he does. And they got the up-tempo offense as well, too. So, you know, they definitely got some threats that we're aware of. But we're just going to, you know, play our game, and we'll be all right.
As one of the leaders of this team, a lot of young guys, their first NFL game, and it's an even bigger game because it's Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. All your peers are watching. What do you tell them as they go into their first NFL game?
Just do what you prepared to do, you know, what you've done the whole offseason, you know, training camp, you know, and practice this week. You know, just believe in what you're doing and what the coaches are telling you to do. Just follow the game plan and put, you know, great effort on it and play with confidence, and you'll be all right.
does this defense feel like it has something to prove this season, especially on a big stage like Monday Night Football?
We always got something to prove. We're always hungry. You know, every week's a new opportunity, and we're trying to be the best. So, you know, you got to go out there and prove it. So, yeah, definitely.
With you missing preseason, does the fact that this defense is pretty simple from a scheme standpoint really help you feel comfortable getting back right out there and not missing a step in week one?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely comfortable with the scheme as far as the X's and O's of what I got to do, you know. So I'm just, you know, just preparing like any other week. You know, it was unfortunate I had to miss, you know, the preseason, but I'm definitely ready and can't wait to get out there.
How is that shoulder feeling?
It feels good. I got no complaints. So, you know, I'm ready to just hit now, run and hit.
It's going well. You never know until you get there on game day, but I'm excited how we've been improving. I don't think you ever stay the same. Hopefully we'll do a good job on Monday, and hopefully we'll continue to be better than that throughout the year.
What is the key to Mike Person winning the center job for the coaches?
You know, it's just about trying to get our best five guys out there. You know, we thought when we got Persons, we knew we could play any of the three inside positions. We had a feeling his best position could be center. And with getting Andy here and everything, we felt it made sense to move him there.
And how's Andy? I mean, he's a veteran, 96 starts and all. How have you all been able to get him up to speed?
I've been real excited with Andy so far. You know, I've always been a fan of Andy on film. You know, I never got to meet him until a couple days ago, but you know, I've always been a fan of him as a player, and since he's gotten here, I've been really impressed with how intelligent he is. He picks things up fast, he's sharp, he's aware, he understands what we're asking. Now it's about getting reps and going out and doing it.
Can you talk about how comfortable or confident you are in the backs and the tight ends helping out with protection?
You never know until the game, because you get a bunch of different looks, but you know, our guy's been working at it a ton. We give him more reps than you could actually imagine. We have them looking at everything possible. So, you know, us as coaches, we chase a lot of ghosts, but we try to prepare them for everything. And those guys have all been locked in, doing it. We got some young guys, so they haven't seen it all before. But going back to OTAs to now, they've all come a long way.
What about just in general? You're familiar with the Eagles and what they do, you know, scheme-wise and stuff like that. What do you see from them? What do you see as their danger points or whatever?
They're a tough team to go against because they're very talented, and I think I also got a lot of respect for their scheme. You know, Billy does a lot of things with their fronts and coverages, stuff he's done throughout the years. You know, you never know what you're going to get on that game day either, because he can change it up quick. And then their personnel is tough, so you got to be on your stuff. They're going to challenge your rules and protections in the run game, and even when they're not, you got to be pretty good just to beat the man in front of you.
How do you prepare for them juggling in the secondary still there, not knowing exactly what the matchups might be?
Not much. You wait till you see, until you get out there and wait to adjust. We got ideas we've gone through and situations, you know, the scenarios that we think will come up, but it's like this always the first game of the year. No matter what you've seen on tape, it doesn't matter. It's the first game of the year, and they're going to find out a lot about us, and we're going to find out a lot about them probably in that first quarter of play, and we'll see where we go from then.
Are you anticipating that they'll match Byron Maxwell with Julio Jones?
I really don't know. You know, to me, it doesn't really matter. They got a lot of corners. You know, they can move guys around. They have ways to help out their corners. So even when they're not, they can double them with safeties. So, you know, you'd always hope Julio can be in some one-on-one situations. But regardless of who's on him, you always expect him to have some help.
What did you see when you were breaking down film of Julio last year compared to 2013 without Tony Gonzalez? Was taking on, I would think, a lot more double teams and getting chipped a good bit more. Was that the case? And if so, did you see him really maturing as a guy?
I couldn't answer that totally for sure. I haven't spent a ton of time studying that difference, but I could definitely guess pretty well that when you got a guy like Tony out there, it's hard to always double Julio. So I could imagine that Julio got less of it. But, you know, my goal is that you want Julio to get double coverage. You want him to get double coverage so he gets a lot of guys other very good matchups. And when that happens, we got to count on people to come through, whether it's Roddy, whether it's Hank, Devin, you know, whether it's Tammy, whether it's Free, and someone out of the backfield. But when people get doubled, it's usually a pretty good thing because it's tough to blitz and it's tough to cover the other guys. And when those other guys make them pay, then you open Julio back up.
Can you talk about what you've seen and have dissected from the preseason on your red zone offense and some of the things that you like? And I know you don't want to give away strategy or anything like that. What were some of the things that you liked about it in the preseason?
About ours? Preseason, I'm really, to tell you the truth, I'm just glad the preseason's over. You know, it's very tough on coaches in the preseason because you want to look good, and which means you got to run some good plays and stuff, but you also don't want to show anything either. So there's a very fine line that I don't put too much stock into the preseason. It's more about our practices and everything and the things we've been doing in practice and how we've executed them. And I've been happy with our guys. You know, we mixed a bunch of guys in there, and I think we've gotten better each week and feel we're a lot farther now than we were when we got here in OTAs. And I really hope we're a lot farther at the end of the year than we are right now.
Who's your short yardage back?
I don't know that yet. You know, it could be any of them. I feel all of them could do it. So, you know, it's about getting yard, and I'm confident all three of our guys are getting a yard.
Are you concerned a little bit with the new front and Fletcher Cox?
Yeah, no, I mean, they do the same fronts that they've done, which is almost every front possible. So they present a lot of problems with their fronts, and Fletcher's is as good of an interior player as there is. So I've played against him a couple times, and he's a load. So no matter who's going against him, it's going to be a tough job, and we got to count for him all the time, and he's going to make some plays, but we got to make sure that we make some also.
Yeah, we've got a number of guys, I think, that are capable of getting the job done for us, and we'll make that decision as we get closer.
Nick out too. He's been back there too. Keep him in that group.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you don't want to reveal strategy or anything.
And which, not.
But, I mean, is there, you know, who's capable? Is Nick capable of doing both? Is Hardy capable of doing both? Or?
We've got a number of guys back there that are very capable of doing it. And, you know, we'll get the best guy back there, in all seriousness. We'll get the best guy back there for the job.
Does experience help him in the kickoff?
He's experienced. You know, obviously Eric has done it for us in the past.
Now that the roster's set, is that some relief for you? You can kind of, you know, where you're, you know.
Yeah, you know, you kind of get a feel for where you're going. Now you know exactly who to zoom in on, all those types of things. So it does help. You can now, obviously, it's been narrowed down to who you have availability to.
How are they looking, you know, as they're trying to get a grasp around your concept?
Doing good. You know, the guys have been fundamentally sound throughout camp, and we've had a good preseason. We just need to build on that. And, you know, obviously we can do some other things better, but that's what the season's for.
The Eagles, you know, special teams don't, you know, I guess you don't look at it as a matchup, but they were number one last year. You know, how do you all try to, you know, match up to try to take some advantages away from that?
You know, when you watch them, they're a very good team. They're a very sound football team. They do a lot of things well. You know, they've got some talent on special teams. And, yes, they did finish as the number one team in the league last year. You know, and we give them, you know, all the respect in the world for what they've done. They've done a great job, you know. And they got a lot of those same guys are coming back, you know. So it's an exciting matchup for us. You know, they're the first, you know, number one team in the league special teams-wise. So we're jacked up about getting out there and competing with them.
Bosch, are you hoping he can keep, you know, following through what he had in the exhibition season, with real strong exhibition season?
Yeah, he did a nice job. You know, you know, obviously always working on improving with some things. And but I was happy with the way he came away in the preseason.
I think Anton was one of your gunners. Do you who's taking his spot? And I know you got a couple options there.
Yeah, we got some options, you know, and again, like the returner, we're going to get the best guy out there that we feel like gives us the best chance to win that down.
Eric Williams is a guy who's now had two stops here in Atlanta. How nice is it for you to see him get that captaincy off
the players? You know, the guys respect him, you know, because of what he puts on the field, what he puts on tape, you know, his attitude and how he approaches his job, and the guys respect him for it. And he is a productive football player. So I was happy for him.